Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, 'tis the season. And so, we've collected a few Christmas newsletters for some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there is one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Welcome, everyone, to It's a Wonderful Lie. I am one of your hosts, Ashley Flowers, joined by Holly Laurent.
Hello.
And Greg Hess.
Howdy, everybody.
So if you're brand new to the show, the premise of this is that we have been collecting all these different holiday newsletters and Christmas cards, and we want to get to the truth behind some of these all-too-perfect families.
So we're going to dive into your holiday newsletters and see what you have to say about your year and your life, and then we might, you know, read between the lines a little bit.
That's
just
right.
For fun, because we all know that what we post and what we put out there is, you know, we're all putting our best foot forward.
That's right. And what good is a Christmas newsletter if you don't read it with a healthy dose of imagination and really imagine what's going on behind the scenes?
And skepticism, because it's all a wonderful lie.
That's right.
Yeah, I feel like what we're doing here is literally exactly what, like, me and my mom did when we actually received the newsletters. We're just, like, now letting other people
in on it.
And everybody knows that social media has become this thing where everyone knows it's all a lie, but we still look at it and get completely depressed anyway.
Yes. Yes.
And the holiday newsletter was like the OG.
Wait, social media is a lie?
Ooh, Greg, it's going to be a long life.
Oh, boy.
So the letter I have today comes from a wonderful family. I don't want to give too much away, but there is a part in our letter where someone has a little bit of an accident with a ladder, which made me wonder, like, what are your, like, Christmas decoration traditions? Are you guys putting up lights? Like, give me the spiel.
Right now around our place, we put up a single string of lights and we're calling it a day.
For years, me and my husband didn't have a tree. We just got a tree last year. Every year before that, we did what we call a Polish Christmas tree. We're both Polish.
What is this, a pierogi with lights on it?
We would basically find a place to hang lights in the shape of a tree, so it's like off his, like, basketball hoop or, like, our bookshelf.
That's cool.
That's cool, actually. We should do that. Well, Holly comes from a family where her dad is putting lights on every square inch of the house, really Christmas vacation-y style. And every year we're afraid that we're going to get that call about someone falling off a ladder.
There's, like, a whole peanut scene over here and it's lit. There's a full nativity over here that's lit. There's a reindeer on the roof. And then on different seasons, he'll have different themes. Like, last year, everything was just blue and green.
Oh, wow.
With a little bit of white, like, icicle lights. But my dad is, like, a Christmas enthusiast. My name's Holly. My sister's name is Joy Noel. My dad is Christmas crazy. Yeah.
Stop it.
It's bananas at my place. Yeah.
Well, we've got a good dad in our letter today. So without further ado, let's jump in.
It's a wonderful lie.
Greetings from the Thompson family.
What's up, Thompsons?
We have been so blessed to have another year to look back on, and we thank God for it. This year has been so wonderful, but it has also brought its share of challenges.
Yep.
I fell off the roof this year.
Oh, God. Out the gate. Oh, no.
Definitely a challenge.
He said, just kidding. I did fall off a ladder while repainting the shutters on the second floor of the house.
Okay. Oh, no.
They were burgundy, but after years of rain, the color had faded.
Okay. I'm very glad we got that detail. Yes, yes.
Joyce initially wanted to repaint the house, but we decided to do the shutters and trim and hope that would freshen up the old girl's looks.
Wait, is he talking about Joyce?
Joyce's looks? Don't call me an old girl.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to wait another year for the makeover because I'm not getting back on any ladders anytime soon.
Probably good.
It all happened so slowly.
We're still talking about the ladder.
Oh, we are. It even felt like I was falling in slow motion.
Aww.
I would say that it was angels slowing my fall, but it must have been my imagination, because when I hit the ground, I made a sound like an angry goose, and there was a little bone sticking out of my ankle.
Oh, no!
He's
like, honk, honk! Oh, no! Bare bones.
Oh, no. Ooh, that gives me the shivers.
Room for improvement, guardian angels.
Joyce drove me to the ER where they put a plate in it. And ooh. I spent the next 2 months in a cast.
That's a drag.
It is a drag. So sorry, Thompsons.
If it hadn't been for God's grace, Joyce's patience, and my itch and stick. I don't know how I would have ever made it.
Oh, so wait, that's the thing that you stick down the cast to itch it?
Itch and stick. He got himself an itch and stick, God's grace, and the love of a good wife. What more do you need?
I still have a physical therapist who comes to the house once a week, and he tells me he was a trainer on Dancing with the Stars.
He tells me. I don't really believe it.
Tell you anything.
I mean, yeah, you can really tell anybody anything.
Through it all, I was still able to continue singing at the Smooth Lounge in Markham, crutches and all. Soulful Sundays live on.
Oh,
soul singer.
I love it.
Oh, okay, Dad.
We'll go. Yes, this is amazing.
Yeah. Over at the Smooth Lounge.
Very smooth.
Gonna go see. Those crutches couldn't slow him down. He's got soul every single Sunday.
Tonight I'm taking a solo on my itch and stick.
Speaking of my wonderful better half, Joyce.
I like that.
She has continued to be a shining light in our home as well as in our community.
Oh, I do like when a husband really gives it up for his wife. I like that.
Yes.
He's so nuts about her.
I know, it's really sweet.
I mean, and they've been together a long time, long enough for the shutters to fade.
Yeah, and he still likes her as she's like carting his around with his broken ankle.
She's his better half.
That's right. Aww.
She still serves on the board at church, and you may remember that in early 2019, she launched her catering company, BB's Soul Food.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You got a soul singer and soul food?
Good
this
for
is great.
You, Joycey.
God had been leading Joyce away from the world of marketing, and she heeded the call, and now we have BB's.
Okay. This is kind of great. Like, first of all, like anyone who's receiving this who's like devoted their life to marketing, they're like, wait, God's moving people from marketing?
Yeah, God's moving people into soul food.
That's like, I went to a Christian college and that was always the number one breakup thing was like, I just
God
told me that I really need to break this off and focus on him.
It's like,
and
it's God like, told you?
It's like, so yeah. God broke up with me?
It's the Christian version of it's not you, it's me. It's not both of us, it's God.
It's totally. God. I'm so sorry. Like, I am nuts about you, but God told me to move on.
Well, apparently in 2020, God does not want people in marketing. He wants people in catering.
He really put it on my heart. I understand.
I have to do this soul food. It's God.
BB's has been a labor of love, and we are all pitching in. The kids have both been working for her part-time, and I guess you could say I'm a full-time volunteer.
Yes, you can.
Joyce is really doing it all. He freaking loves her, you guys.
He gives it up to Joyce.
It.
It is the best.
These two.
I'm going to make Eric write a letter like this about me.
Yeah.
You better be careful. Eric might say that he's going to move you out of podcasting into catering.
Yeah. God put it on his heart that I've been working too much.
I know, yeah.
Being head chef and owner of a new company has been taxing, but nobody ever said it would be easy. If there is anyone who can bring it all together, it's Joyce. Come on!
Wow.
We got to love these two.
He gives it up to Joycey. I mean, these two, they keep it fresh. They're in love.
They're making soul food. It's so great.
This is the one letter I actually believe.
I know.
He's working for her for free. He compliments her constantly.
So nice.
You know, I feel like he's taking care of her in the bedroom, too. Not to take it to the boudoir. But I think, what's his name, Ash?
Wait, I literally was just looking that up. I think it's Terrence that's writing this.
Terrence
brings it to Joyce. You know it. She is a fulfilled gal. BB's is just an outpouring of how much Terrence really takes care of Joyce.
She is such an incredible woman, and you can taste it.
Oh,
LOL.
Excuse me?
I'm not touching that.
Okay, wait. Now I'm starting to wonder, like, is Joyce abusing him? He's like really trying
to. You just turned hard. Now you think Joyce is like standing over him with a gun to his head being like, you got to write some nice stuff about me or else.
Yeah, he's really going on and on. Maybe he's currently in the doghouse.
I like to think that they're in love.
They're totally in love. They're soulmates. They're soulmates.
Wait, what are we tasting? I'm sorry. How did we phrase it?
I also think maybe there's like these weird sexual innuendos like hidden in this letter. She is such an incredible woman and you can taste it. Like if anyone asks him, he's going to say it's about the barbecue. But we know what you mean. Terrence.
Oh, yeah.
We have also been blessed by Joyce's sister, Bernice, who has come to stay with us.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Bernice is getting in the way.
Oh, Bernice is going to ruin the vibe.
Kind of kills the erotic.
After she decided to downsize from her home of 30 years, it sold immediately. While she shops for a condo, she's staying here. Joyce and Bernice are thick as thieves, and they've spent several nights this year drinking wine by the fire pit and laughing all night.
He's not allowed?
Yeah, I kind of feel like Terrence is like, anytime Bernice wants to go ahead and move into her condo would be great.
I'm thinking this is a love letter to get his wife back from Bernice.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Right, he's like, remember how good it was before Bernice? Or maybe it's just like, he loves her so much that he's like, hey, they're thick as thieves. They're out laughing by the fire. I would like to picture him like bringing out, gals, I've opened another bottle of wine.
Of course he does.
He's taking them like homemade Chex Mix by the fire. Anybody need an extra blanket?
I also love how fast you change your mind about who Terrence is.
I know.
I'm flip-flopping. He's either a mass murderer or the best husband who's
I
ever
like that he's like, I brought out some wine. I also brought out a pamphlet for some new condos that are for sale. And I would love if we could all go look at one.
Bernice, I took the liberty of booking an appointment.
There's an open house tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Let's all go together.
I haven't tasted my wife in nigh on 2 weeks.
Time to go, Bernice.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You would think the two of them were back in their 20s, LOL. I couldn't be happier to celebrate 24 years of marriage with this incredible human being.
Okay, I'm back on Team Terrence. He's totally in love. Everything's great. These two are soulmates.
Now I'm flipping back. He's going to kill her.
Oh, no.
Our oldest, Daryl, is in love.
Oh, yay. Terrence loves love. So, he loves love. And I love Terrence.
Wait.
Holly's back.
I'm back.
I mean, Daryl is in love. I think Daryl follows after Terrence's footsteps.
So our oldest, Daryl, is in love. He and his girlfriend, Alice, pronounced... Oh, thank you. Terrence, pronounced Elise, not Alice, like it looks.
Elise, just like Bernice needs at a new condo, Bernice. I think God is speaking to us through the name of Daryl's girlfriend. Elise. Elise.
Yeah, maybe sign Elise.
A new lease.
He and his girlfriend, Elise, have decided to move in together. This is a big step in their relationship, and we're very happy for him.
Okay, these are some very cool parents.
At least they're cool Christians.
I feel like my
parents would have freaked out if I had moved in with
them. Like, Daryl and Elise are about to cohabitate, and he said girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
They're about to cohabitate,
Living in sin. Terrence
is cool with it, because Terrence just loves
love. God is love to Terrence.
That's what he opened with. What a good point. He opened with love.
That's right.
Oh, man. We think a proposal just might be around the corner. Elise works for a marketing firm, and she's always looking at the big picture.
Okay.
She's perfect for Daryl, as he is always making plans as well.
Wait, making plans?
What does that mean? She looks at the big picture, and he's always making plans.
She's got like a huge blueprint out all the time, and he's like, well, we can walk in here to the first floor dining room. It looks like there's a bath off here.
They're just a match made in heaven. Although she works in marketing too, and God is telling people right now to not be in marketing.
I was just gonna say.
Oh, that's true. Elise, God is moving people out of marketing, honey.
And into soul food. But like, at least she could be marrying into a family who already has a soul food business.
Did you say at least or Elise?
Also, I love that Terrence said, we think a proposal might be around the corner.
I know. His son's like, Dad, this is not forever.
Daryl's like, don't say that to everyone I know and love. Elise is against marriage.
Daryl has always been very reliable, and this last year has been no different. On top of helping out at BB's and shuttling his one-legged father around.
Wait, Terrence lost his leg?
Oh, no.
That was bad.
He started recruiting for a startup company that makes CBD products.
Okay, Daryl, I see you.
If you're not familiar, CBD products come from cannabis, but... this is important, you guys, to understand. This is underlined in the letter.
Okay.
Okay.
But do not get people, in quotes, high and are legal and beneficial for the health of humans and pets, period, all underlined.
That is very important for everybody on a family newsletter to know.
Okay. Yeah.
My son does not deal weed. This is legit. This is legit.
I was a little worried at first. How do you tell the deacon board that your son sells weed?
Yeah.
See?
He probably is doing that too.
But Daryl sat me down and told me that these products are, quote, the fastest growing business in America. I told him that it's been growing for a long time, LOL.
Pot joke. Okay,
yeah,
Dad.
You know what?
Terrence, humor's great.
Terrence plays in a soul band at the lounge on the weekends. I have a feeling he knows his way around weed.
Yeah, he's like, hey, Daryl, there was a time when Joycey and I, we'd enjoy a marijuana cigarette and then I'd go down on her for hours. Dad, don't talk
Dad,
about
stop
that.
Stop talking about mom's soul food.
Baby Jessica, she hates that nickname, turned...
Wait, Baby Jessica? Isn't that the baby that fell in the well?
Oh, yeah, it
baby
is.
Baby Jessica?
Wait, baby what? Jessica is the baby that they saved from the well. This was like a thing in the 80s.
This was in the news. A baby Jessica fell into a well and was like down this well for like 52 hours and all of America was like
watching
trying to...
it on TV as they like saved the baby from the well.
Yeah.
This is so funny. I feel like this is such an Ashley Flowers story that we are telling.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know. Baby Jessica. You got it. Well, Baby Jessica.
Did Baby Jessica live?
Yep.
Yes, Baby Jessica
That's
lived.
Why I'm unaware.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If Baby Jessica had died in the well, we would have
got
covered it.
Yeah, Baby Jessica, she lived.
Okay, so Baby Jessica, she hates that name.
Hates
so that's why
nickname.
I'm leading off with it. Dad, in the newsletter?
She turned the big 18 this year.
Aww.
Congrats.
There are few things more rewarding than watching your children graduate.
Oh, he's such a softie.
Unfortunately, a 2020 graduation ceremony means the kids walked across the stage and we sat in the car and honked.
Oh,
yep.
That sucks.
I can't lie. Even though I thought the ceremony was a little long.
Little critique.
All a little long. I cried when they called Jessica's name and she walked across the stage.
Terrence is such a, he has such a big heart.
But is he adopting?
Like, yeah, I know, right. But it was a long ceremony.
It was too long.
I'm sitting out there in the car.
Yeah, we were sitting in the car. We were freezing our ass.
Should have brought some Wendy's or something. They're still going.
She plans on taking a gap year after high school, and Joyce and I are so excited to keep her around the house.
Oh,
I believe him.
Jessica is a great poet. She spends a lot of time in her room writing.
Oh.
Is that what she's doing in there?
Well, her subject matter can be a little dark.
Oh.
Okay.
Dark is in quotes, dark.
Dark.
But you know, God gave her this gift, and she has to share it with the world.
Notice that Terrence credited it to God. God gave her the gift.
That's right.
God made her dark.
God's the one that made her write depressing poetry. It's nothing to do with us.
God says marketing is for the birds, yeah. And poetry needs to be dark.
I'm hoping one day the two of us can do a little something together.
So
a little
cute.
Jazz poetry might be fun.
Yes.
Oh.
She's not into it yet, but I remain optimistic.
Yes.
Another LOL.
He wants an LOL.
He wants her to come to Soul Sundays and do a little jazz poetry.
Yeah, you bring the poetry, honey. I'll be like, da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Little father-daughter collaboration.
Love
she's
it.
Not into it. Well, she's 18. When you're 18, you hate everything.
Yeah.
You're like, shut up, Dad.
All in all, we couldn't be more blessed. A thriving catering company, a son who is rising in a startup company, a future Pulitzer Prize winner.
Okay.
And through all of that, our precious Siberian Husky, George, has been there every day to bring joy and warmth to our home.
I love how he didn't include CBD again. It's now a startup company. It's not. It's not
right.
A CBD company.
And the Husky George is making a late appearance, but we're glad he's here.
Yeah, welcome, George.
Well, I actually think George is...
A girl?
A female.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. George has been here every single day to bring us joy, warmth to our home. Where would we be without her?
Oh, okay.
You'd be without a dog.
I pray that this year has found you well, and that the good Lord fills your next year with bountiful blessings.
Oh.
Love always, the Thompsons, Terrence, Joyce, Daryl, Jessica, Bernice, and George. Bernice got added to the letter.
Elise didn't make it. Elise didn't make it.
Well, there you have it. Get your Bernice on and go have a mulled wine and a CBD cookie while you watch the snow fall like Terrence off a ladder. Here's a poem. Rudolph's nose is red. Hanukkah lights are blue. If you're not going down on some soul food tonight, what the hell's wrong with you? It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audiochuck original. Created and executive produced by Ashley Flowers. Produced by and featuring Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. Production assistance by David Flowers. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.